You are listening to the Ages and Stages audio training for parents and church leaders. Ages and Stages is a framework based on the levels of biblical learning, which is a tool for discipling every age and every stage of childhood and youth. Today, we are talking all things middle school. So I'm joined here today with my friend and colleague, John Paul Basham. John Paul serves as leader over our student ministry publishing area here at Lifeway. And before that, has years, multiple years of experience in the local church as a youth pastor. We're so excited to have him today with us. Welcome, John Paul.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, our listeners might not know that these last two levels in the levels of biblical learning, our middle school level and our high school level, are fairly new. Up until, you know, what was it? About 2 years ago, we only had preschool children, preteen levels for leaders to refer to. But now we have middle school and high school, and you were a big part of developing that.
Well, and I think part of that for me, just being new to the publishing team, once we kind of got some things moving in the general direction I wanted them to go, then it was the discovery phase of what else is out there? What are the other teams doing? And we started looking at levels of biblical learning. And the work that the kids team has done in levels of biblical learning was just so strong. This was an obvious thing that I felt like we needed to do in students to carry the framework forward so that ministries that were bringing their kids along in this had some more runway to go, because we know those levels of learning and that those stages of development only continue to move forward. They just have to be contextualized for where that student is in their age and in their, of course, we can't always contextualize everything for life experience and what home is like and regionally where they live, but giving some framework to continue that learning has been a really big deal for us. And man, we could not be more thankful for the foundation that you guys been, the runway that you guys built there. It was really easy for us to carry forward.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. We've heard from multiple leaders and churches about how they really appreciate kind of the full strategy now. From you can have a discipleship strategy using Ages and Stages from birth all the way up till graduation now. And yeah, as senior pastors and student pastors and children's leaders can look at that and be able to wrap around what this can be for maybe their families and also just inform their ministries in general. So it's been great to see those added. So I want to talk today, isolating just the middle school level.
Okay.
So I have a middle schooler right now. When John Paul, you and I were just talking about how the irony of the student ministry leaders here at Lifeway are raising kids right now, and the children's ministry leaders like me and some of my colleagues are raising teenagers right now, which is kind of convenient because we can reference one another's, you know, knowledge base and experience.
Absolutely.
But talk to me today as a mom who's in the trenches. Talk to me about middle schoolers. What are some characteristics of middle schoolers in this phase of life?
Well, so I think I can give you one example that was given to me just recently by a counselor that I wish I had had to operate on as a student pastor. We were working through a study that was talking about anxiety and trying to give students tools to deal with and understand what anxiety is, why that's a part of our, maybe not daily experience, but certainly life experience and how we deal with that. And this counselor said, you guys need to understand, and this is not necessarily completely isolated to middle school, but this very much starts in middle school. He said, you need to understand that students are trying on identities like winter coats. And that picture in my mind, I felt like that summarized all of student ministry, especially 6th through probably 10th grade, mm-hmm, my student ministry experience. There are so many voices speaking into the lives of our students. they are in this mode of discovery coming into middle school. I mean, you can see the difference between a sixth grader that enters into a ministry in the fall, assuming a lot of student ministries start with sixth grade and go through 12th grade. At Lifeway, we split it up a little bit differently, and we start in 7th grade and go to 12th grade. Mm-hmm. But just talking about my student ministry experience, a 6th grader coming into our ministry in the fall versus a 6th grader that comes back from Christmas break, we're like two different humans, completely different. And I think so much of that comes from that progression where schools still do this. I know some have departed from it. Elementary students graduating in 5th grade and moving into proper middle school in 6th grade opens up this whole world of freedom. You know, you now have a class schedule and you have different students that you're hanging out with in every course. And there's just a whole lot more freedom in general. Your extracurricular activities look different now. You're staying at school for things. You're showing up early to school for things. There's a lot of parents handing off their students and saying, I'll see you tonight, instead of I'm walking you into every experience and walking you out of every experience. And so this process of discovery begins this, okay, now who am I? You know, also, you're around the 7th graders and the 8th graders, and in a student ministry context, all the way up through the 12th graders sometimes. And so now you are exposed to just a wide range of life experience and students who have gotten a little bit further down on that identity track. And so when I think about middle schoolers, I just see this wide-eyed excitement, sometimes bewilderment, just a real wonder at who am I and what's going on and what am I feeling and what is my body doing? And all of that is kind of undergirding the Bible study experience. And that's something that has to be understood by the leader when we're saying, okay, how am I going to teach this thing? Well, all of these other factors are welling up and play very heavily into how we teach students truths from the Bible.
Yes, and culturally, our middle schoolers today are up against so much that they really need to be spiritually grounded and prepared for. So what can youth pastors and church leaders do to prepare middle schoolers spiritually by maybe even referencing these levels?
Yeah. Well, spiritually and culturally, middle schoolers are still very much developing their worldview, which is different from high school students who often have, research tells us, a very solidified worldview, you know, and now you're moving more into nuance. But you've got very much not a clean slate, but at least an open attitude. They're still very much sponges. They're taking everything in. And so I think one of the biggest things that we have to do as student ministry leaders is understand this worldview is being built. And so what pieces, as we use the levels of biblical learning, what pieces about who God is and what the church actually is and the truth about the word of God, is it inerrant? Is it authoritative? And what does that mean? And how does that build a framework of thinking for me that I can start to filter everything else that's coming at me through? I think that worldview piece is... should be at the forefront of everything that we're thinking about when we're doing ministry with middle schoolers.
Yeah, that's fascinating because I think sometimes we hear that, oh, by age 12, they're completely cooked, you know? And I think that you're right. Just from my experience as a mom, mm-hmm. I see there are, like you said, they are still sponges and they are maybe for the first time really being reflective about their faith and building that self-awareness of, okay, this is what I believe.
That's right. And it's hard sometimes to reconcile the scientific research and the experience that you have. But I resonate with what you said. You know, what I lean back on is when I'm having spiritual conversations with middle schoolers, how confident are they in what they articulate? Mm-hmm. And often they're not very confident. You know, you don't have to poke around a whole lot and question what they say for them to say, oh, well, is that not right? You know,
right.
They're still very much putting those building blocks in place. You get to the super opinionated and, you know, kind of stands. I'm planting my flag here. When you get later in high school, when you get to that 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade student, that's when mm-hmm. you really see like, okay, they're not going to move off of this. But I don't think that's mostly true for middle schoolers.
Very interesting. Well, John Paul, thank you so much for just talking about middle schoolers. We're going to talk about high schoolers in the next episode, so listeners, please join us for that. Now, if you would like a complete manual for teaching biblical truth at home and church, grab a copy of the Every Age, Every Stage book. You can get it at lifeway.com or wherever books are sold. And to find out more about the Ages and Stages discipleship framework that we've been talking about, including posters and booklets, visit lifeway.com/agesandstages. Thanks so much, John Paul. And thank you, listeners, so much for joining us today.